Today is the 16th of May, 2020. And I have a question this morning, and that is, what is fake news? What is fake news? That's a term that Trump coined in his campaign. Anytime anyone would say anything against him, he would say, fake news, fake news. Well, fake means something that is not true. Fake means something that is not true. So could we say that fake news would be the fake gospel of Arminianism? Could say that? Preaching that man has a free will, then he has the power in and of himself to choose his own destiny and choose Christ, repent of his sins and believe the gospel? Yes. That's fake news. The true news is Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. And you don't hear that on... And true news is that we've been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. But you don't hear that on true news, do you? True news, as it relates to the gospel, is fake news. Rick Wiles is preaching fake news, not true news of the gospel. Rick Wiles says a lot of good things on true news. He exposes Zionism. He exposes the secret rapture. He exposes Schofield. And he exposes what's going on right now with this coronavirus, fake news of the coronavirus. He exposes a lot of fake news. But the tragedy is, he's not telling the whole truth. He's telling partial truth. I've never heard Rick Wiles ever quote Romans 8, 28 through 39. Quote that, Rick. Quote that. Repentance and belief. He says that repentance precedes faith. He had a guy on there, some preacher yesterday, that said it all starts with repentance. No, it doesn't all start with repentance. A person who's dead in their trespasses and sin cannot repent because they're dead. They can't any more repent than Lazarus making a decision to get up out of that coffin if Jesus not given him life. If Jesus Christ does not give you and I life, we cannot repent because we cannot see the gospel. We can't hear the gospel because we're dead. That's why in John 3, Jesus Christ does not start with repentance. He starts with, you must be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. That is not fake news. That's the true news of the gospel. And so, we have a lot of people running around giving themselves accolades for letting Jesus into their heart, and they're still dead. They're still dead. They think they've done it. They think they've paid it all. They don't really truly believe that Jesus paid it all. They believe that they have done something to cause themselves to have life. Good morning, J.D. Minarella. And good morning, Oscar Graves. The gospel starts with the new birth. And after the new birth, then we see our need of a Savior. We see our utter sinnership. We see our need to flee to the cross. We see our need to repent of our sins. But we cannot do it as spiritually dead persons. Jesus Christ said, you must be born again. When someone says, repent and believe the gospel, the only way a person can repent and believe the gospel is if they're born again. You know, and so there's a lot of people that put out a lot of fake news, don't they? They put out fake news about the origins of the earth. They put out fake news about how one obtains salvation. You don't obtain salvation by making a decision and letting Jesus into your heart and accepting Jesus. That's not how you obtain salvation. You obtain salvation through the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for his people. And if you're one of those for whom he's died for, he will breathe the breath of life into your soul and cause you to be born again, because John 6:37 says, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. You don't hear that one quoted on True News either, because they want to leave it up to the will of man to obtain his salvation. That's fake news. True news, unlike what the program True News says, man has nothing to do with his salvation. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Welcome aboard, Romero Verenda and Gabriel Roney. Well, you know, we're going to be having a little fellowship call in a little bit here with some of our brothers in Christ. And it's a very private conference call. That fellowship call, we have it every Saturday morning. A group of close-knit brothers. And we talk about these things that I'm talking about this morning. There's a big difference than getting up in a stadium. Oh, this guy yesterday on True News was praising Billy Graham, talking about how Billy Graham never compromised from the truth of the gospel. That's a lie. That's a lie. Billy Graham denied a literal hell in the latter part of his life. He denied election predestination. His radio program was Hour of Decision broadcast, decisionism. He slobbered on the slipper of the Pope. He gave great accolades to John Paul, Pope John Paul. He went to Rome numerous times. He sent people back into that Antichrist beast system, the Roman Catholic Church, after they came to his stadiums and came down and slobbered on his slipper. He sent them right back to the Pope's slipper to slobber on it. Many people down through history have preached a fake gospel. The gospel is good news, not fake news. And the good news is that For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Doesn't say anything about the free will of man in that, does it? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is Christ that died. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's the true news of the gospel. People say, well, Larry doesn't preach repentance. Yes, I preach repentance. But I preach that God is the one who grants us repentance. God is the one, through the power of His Spirit, that shows us that we are sinners in need of a Savior. I had a guy, there was a guy on YouTube saying that Larry Phillips didn't believe in keeping the Ten Commandments. That is a lie. I never said that. I've never stated we should not keep the Ten Commandments of God. In fact, I have done long studies on the 119th Psalm. But the only way we can keep the law of God is if we have the Spirit of God. Just because you post Ten Commandments all over the evil government buildings that's full of idolatry and graven images doesn't mean that our government was founded on the Ten Commandments, because it was not, Edward Henry. Our government was founded on Jesuitical Mormon principles. The Constitution is a universal document. All men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. That's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Man does not have rights. God is the one that has the right to do whatever He wants to. He's the potter, we're the clay. And so the two people right now that are promoting this lie in the biggest fashion are Carl Roberts and Edward Henry. The lie that the Constitution was founded upon the Ten Commandments, for crying out loud. The government really has exercised obeying the Ten Commandments, haven't they? Going into third world countries and literally murdering and raping people, stealing from them. Anyway, and then you have someone like Edward Henry that works for them. Department of Drug Enforcement, Chief Counsel, and writing articles about how to circumvent our supposed Miranda rights. Wow. Talk about convoluted. Anyway, this morning I want to encourage everyone to look at the true news of the gospel. Okay? And if you want to see, if you go to the last part of any true news broadcast, you'll see the lie that Rick Hiles is promoting, the free will lie. Like I say, he puts out a lot of good, he puts out a lot of true news regarding the fallacies of the Zionists and all of these lies purport out the coronavirus and the death count and the motives behind it and the New World Order and all of that. But where he totally departs from true news and gets into fake news is on his Arminian gospel and the promotion of people like Billy Graham. And rarely do you hear him speak out that the Roman Catholic Church is a false church. That Pope Francis is the Antichrist. Very rarely. In fact, I've even heard him talking about how he crosses himself. Give me a break. So anyway, we need to be on guard. We're told in the last days that there would be many false prophets. Come and say, here's Christ over here. Here's Christ. He said, believe them not. There's only one thing we can hold on to, friends, and that is the Bible, God's holy word. And in it is the truth of the gospel, found very succinctly. Jesus Christ came into this world, and he died on a cruel and rugged cross. He was buried in a tomb. He rose again. He ascended back to heaven, and he's coming back for his people. And his death on the cross didn't just make it possible for all men to be saved, but it made it absolutely certain that his people would be saved. What a difference. May the good Lord be with you this morning, is my prayer. I want to conclude today with this thought. A lot of people want to give themselves all the glory for letting Jesus into their heart. But you know what? It's the wonder of grace that brought us salvation. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved his people so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy, undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. May you have a blessed weekend. This weekend is my prayer. God bless.